Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the book of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. I will begin at the 40th verse. 1 Samuel 17, verse 40. David took his staff in his hand, chose five smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. Meanwhile, the Philistine, with his shield bearer in front of him, kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was only a boy, ruddy and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" The Philistine cursed David by his gods. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's. And he will give all of you into my hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line, and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The nation of Israel was at war with the nation of the Philistines. The battleground was the Elah Valley, and the army of the Israelites was up on the top of a hill on one side of the valley, and the army of the Philistines was up on a hill on the other side of the valley. And ostensibly, the battle would take place every day down in the valley itself. At least that's the way armies in those days normally fought their battles. But this one was different. Instead of the army of the Philistines coming down into the valley, Goliath, their champion, came down into the valley. Now, Goliath was a little bitty man. He was only 9 feet, 4 inches tall. They say he's the biggest man, tallest man that ever lived. I don't know about you, but I cannot imagine somebody over 9 feet tall. The tallest person that I have ever known in person was a guy that I met when I was in seminary. His name was Jim Fillin' Jim. Jim was 7 feet, 1 inches tall. and I'm 5'8". Now, I was a pretty good basketball player in high school and played intramural ball in college and was playing intramural ball at the seminary. I used to love to drive the lane, and I had all kinds of moves and fakes and things that I never had much trouble with the big guys. And so I went driving in, and I went up for my shot, and Jim is standing there smiling at me. He puts his hand on top of the ball, and he slams the ball and me down into the floor. 7'1" is bigger than I want to encounter. And here's Goliath, over 9 feet tall. I don't know where they get some of these figures, but they say he carried a spear that the point on the spear itself weighed 20 pounds. Big guy. And with a voice like a foghorn, every morning and every night he would come down into the valley and he would say, "Send me your biggest, your strongest soldier to fight me. If I win, my army wins the battle and you will become our servants. If he wins, your army will become the rulers and we will become your servants." Israel was scared to death. Now I'm told that King Saul wasn't a small man himself, that he was well over 7 feet tall, or 6 feet tall, excuse me. But he was scared too. So he hid in his tent and tried to plan strategy. Have you ever thought about the fact that we face giants every day? Our world is in trouble. We're facing some big, pretty big giants, the giant of war and terrorism. And I certainly don't know all there is to know about these little balloons that are floating back and forth right now, but there might be something to that about which we need to be concerned. We keep hearing about climate change, about problems with food and water, poverty, violence, inequality, unemployment. All of these are giants that face us. There are quite a few here today who are adults. Many of us are of the older variety. Some of you are of the younger variety, and some of you will soon be adults. And there's the problem of employment and unemployment, of marriage and family and children, of health. And as you get older, there are other problems like retirement. And some of you here, as I am, are facing the loss of a spouse in the last year. Giants that we have to face. Well, this morning, particularly because we do have a lot of children and teenagers here, I want to talk about a young man by the name of David who faced a giant. He lived in the Old Testament days and later on became the king of Israel and an ancestor of Jesus Christ. But as a teenager, he fought the giant Goliath and killed him. I think most of us remember the story of David and Goliath. been a long time since I've been a youth and a teenager. I do remember, though, back ever how many years ago it was, I guess 60 years ago. Older people would always talk to me about my life and the future, and they'd start off by saying something like this: back when I was your age. Anybody ever heard that? Well, I want to tell you something this morning. I never was your age. Oh, I faced some things that you're facing, but a lot of things that you're having to face today, I never did. But as we grow up, there's always a desire for acceptance and recognition and status. Wanting to belong, wanting to be secure, wanting to be loved. There's a pressure of sex and sexuality, of peer pressure, depression, bullying. I don't know if any of you ever were bullied or not, but I was. Growing up, I was the youngest person in my class, the smallest person in my class, the biggest baby in my class. I could cry at the drop of a hat, and I wore glasses. I had a few things against me. And you know what? There were a lot of boys and girls that liked to pick on me. It's not fun, is it? To be bullied. I remember, though, that all changed when I was in the sixth grade. That's when Big John moved to town. Now, he wasn't quite Goliath, but in the sixth grade, he was taller than 6 feet and weighed more than 200 pounds. And they were picking on me one day out on the playground. He didn't like it, so he got between the bully and me. He says, "All right, big boy, take me on." You know, nobody ever picked on me again after Big John moved to town. But it's a problem. Academics. Perhaps some of you are growing up in a single-parent home. I know what that's all about. I did. We get concerned about our physical image. We face temptation. There's a lot of drugs and alcohol and juvenile delinquency, health issues and materialism, and trying to decide what we want to do when we grow up. So many giants, and we all face them. Goliath was challenging the army of Israel, and everybody was afraid. Now, while all of this was going on at the Valley of Elah, David, a teenager, was back home. He had brothers that were old enough to be in the army, but he wasn't. And so he was taking care of the family's flock of sheep. And his dad called and said, "Son, your mother's concerned about your brothers down there at the battleground. She wants to hear from them, and she's packed them a picnic lunch. You go down there and you check it out and find out what's going on, and you come back and bring us a report." So David took the picnic lunch and went down to the Valley of Elah and got there just in time to see Goliath come down off of the mountain, stand in the middle of the whole valley, and in a voice that could be heard on top of both mountains, challenged the army of Israel. David said, "Who is that guy that dares to defy the army of God?" And they say, "He's Goliath." As if that told David anything. They said, "He's the most powerful man in the world. Okay, David said, why doesn't somebody go fight him? We're afraid. There's not a person here today, no matter how young we are, no matter how old we are, that somewhere along the line is afraid. It's a fact of life. It's not, the problem is not with being afraid, it's what we do with our fear. And they were so afraid they did nothing. David said, I'll fight him. I think one of the positive things that we can say about being young is that we're fearless. David was fearless. He said, I'll fight him. David wasn't afraid because David had spiritual faith. He had developed that faith out in the field, taking care of sheep alone with God. He was ready though, and God had used him. One day, a bear tried to get the sheep, and pardon the pun, but David fought the bear barehanded and won. Later on, a lion came, the same thing. He fought him barehanded and won. He wasn't afraid to face Goliath. His brothers and the other soldiers laughed at him. You know, that's a problem sometimes for us too, because we know what we ought to do and we want to do it, and because of it, people laugh at us. I don't know if you've ever been laughed at. I had the privilege of working at Boy Scout Camp Zion for 5 summers. Growing up, I started at 13. One of the positive things that happened while I was working is I got to know a lot of people. And so when I was 16, I was elected the lodge chief of Onchinonchi Lodge. It's a people from my area are now part of Coosa Lodge. But it was Onchinonchi back then, and so I got to be lodge chief for 2 years. And to my detriment, I remember a lot of things about that time in my life. One of them was, if you've ever been to summer camp, you know on Sunday afternoon, before the whole week starts, there's a chapel service for scouting. I've had the privilege of being a chaplain. I've got a chaplain's patch on my sleeve, and I've spoken at many of those chapel services. But when I was on staff, particularly the last couple of years, I was very active in church at home, but I boycotted the chapel service. I'd stand out where all the scouts were going in with 2 or 3 others, and I'd just laugh at them as they went in. A few years later, I had had my life completely changed and had been called to preach, and one of the scouts that I'd been very close to came by to see me. I was working at Loveman's downtown. We had lunch, and I started telling him about the experience that I'd had with God. And you know what? He laughed at me. He says, you don't mean that you used to stand outside and make fun of folks, and now you're one of them? It's not fun to be laughed at. And they laughed at him. David said, take me to the king. So they took him to Saul and said, you're just a kid. You're just a boy. I can't send you out to fight Goliath. I can't put the future of my nation in your hands. Our greatest warriors are afraid. So David told him the story of fighting the bear and the lion. And he said, the same God who helped me then is going to help me now. And Saul said, okay, I'll let you go, but you don't have any armor, you don't have any weapons, take mine. Now, I don't know how big or small David was then, but he was still growing, and Saul was a big man, and they put his armor on him, and it didn't fit. I traveled a number of years as an evangelist back in the 70s and 80s, and I had a song evangelist that traveled with me. Now, he wasn't all that tall, but he was as big around as he was tall. Ken weighed 450 pounds. We used to wear matching outfits to the services, and we had this one Scottish plaid coat and either green or red pants that we loved to wear. One day I put on his jacket, sleeves hung down to here, jacket wrapped around me about twice. Didn't fit. The armor didn't fit David. He said, I can't do it that way. So he took off the armor and laid down the weapons, went out to the brook and got 5 round smooth stones, put them in a pouch, went out to face Goliath. Somebody said, well, he only ended up needing one. Why did he get 5? Somebody else said he had 4 brothers. I don't know. David went without experience. Goliath had a lot. David was outnumbered. He was by himself. Goliath had his armor bearer with him. David was outarmed and outweighed. He said to Goliath, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin. I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Then he took his slingshot, put a stone in it, wrapped it around his head a couple of times, threw it, and he said, here, Goliath, hold my stone. Hit him right in the middle of the forehead. He fell down. David took the giant's own sword, cut off his neck. I think that story applies to all of us because we all face giants. And there are many things that God uses in our lives to help us in facing the giants of our lives. And Jonathan, I want to say thank you to Boy Scouts of America. I would not be who I am today without the scouting program. I was only 12 years old when the scout troop in my hometown disbanded. But there was a program whereby a person could register as a lone scout without a troop, and I did. And at 13, I started working at scout camp, and at 14, well, at 12, I got into the OA, and at 13, I started working at scout camp, and at 14, I got my Eagle. And at 16, I got elected lodge chief. Right before my 17th birthday, I kept the vigil. I'm indebted to Boy Scouts of America and everything I learned and all of my leaders and a mother who realized that since I didn't have a father, I needed scouting. I think one of the most things that I'm most proud of in my life is that I'm an Eagle Scout. I think we've got one that on the 5th of next month is going to get his. We've got one back there in the sound booth that a couple of weeks ago got his. And I encourage you to stay with it. It's important. I found some of the help that I need with athletics. Turns out I was a pretty good football, basketball, and baseball player. And I learned a lot, and I'm indebted to the coaches that helped me along the way. I'm grateful for my academic education, for the opportunity to graduate from high school as the valedictorian of my class. If you take the first year of my college experience away, I would have graduated with honors. I did graduate from seminary with highest honors. And I'm grateful, and I learned the teachers and the other students that helped me. And I can fight giants today because of Boy Scouts of America and athletics and academics. But most of all, I can face giants today just like David did, because of my faith. The first time I encountered God in my life, I was 8 years old. And then as a teenager, I wandered away. So far away that when I flunked out of college, I took a little pistol about that long and put it right there. Didn't have the guts to pull the trigger. I'm glad, because God was with me. Shortly after I married, I had an experience that absolutely turned my life around. And that was 58 years ago this month. 58 years in June, I have been standing behind a sacred desk like this, trying to tell you what God means to me and how we can face the giants in our lives. David took 5 stones. Didn't need but one to face his giant, but he took 5. I think there are 5 stones we need to take with us. First of all, we need to be committed to Jesus Christ. One of the points of the Scout Law says a Scout is reverent, but I'm talking about being more than just reverent. I'm talking about making a commitment to the one that makes the difference in your life, and that's Jesus Christ. And we can be diligent because we know Him. We need to grow in Him, and we can only do that when we pray and when we feed on His Word and when we worship and when we get together with others. And we can be disciplined. So much happens in life when we lose our discipline. And we can be dedicated to the service of others. How much it means to other people when we reach out to them and pray for them and love them and serve. And how much it means to us when other people do that for us. And then finally, where did we hear this before? We can be prepared. That's the Scout motto. Being prepared, being ready. Abraham Lincoln once said, "I will prepare. I will be ready. And someday my chance will come." David faced a giant with a slingshot and a stone. And he threw the stone, and God directed the stone, and he defeated the enemy. He defeated the giant. Every one of us are going to go out of here today to face giants. But we don't have to go into the battle alone, because our God will go with us. Amen. We're so glad that all of you are here this morning, and if you'll stand for our closing hymn.